This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A bipartisan group of Wisconsin lawmakers want to increase education about menopause, and they got some help from an Academy Award-winning actor. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
There's a huge information gap about menopause, even though most women will go through it. According to the National Institutes of Health, 85% of American women first look for information about menopause when they were already experiencing it or long after it started. They say 77% of women want menopause to be taught in schools, just like other hormonal shifts in our bodies. Now, State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Robin Vining, both Democrats, along with Republican State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara, are sponsoring a bill that would increase menopause education. It would require the Department of Health Services create a resource page and pamphlet about menopause, just like they have pages for hundreds of other conditions, from measles to STDs to heart disease. Here's Vining.
Many women say, I don't feel like myself, and they deserve to know why that is and what they can do about it.
There was a public hearing in the Senate's Health Committee Wednesday, and lawmakers heard testimony from Academy Award-winning actor Halle Berry, who's advocating for menopause resources across the country.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important. And that's why I'm here. I have real life examples of how more education would have saved me almost 4 years of self-exploration. I would love to have gotten this information from my healthcare providers.
According to the lawmakers, adding this extra information on menopause and creating other resources would not cost the state any extra money. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enrollment is growing at a majority of University of Wisconsin schools. Officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased 3 years in a row. In a statement released last week, Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said a major factor in the overall enrollment growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high school seniors in Wisconsin. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students also increased by a record 5.5%. The Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee is welcoming back United Airlines to the area. United Airlines will begin offering 3 daily flights to Chicago O'Hare next spring. The airline suspended operations out of Central Wisconsin Airport in January of 2022. At that time, Airport Director Brian Greefy told WSAW the suspension of flights was due to a worker shortage within the airline system. A proposed bill making its way through the Wisconsin State Legislature would give victims of sexual assault more time to pursue charges under the statute of limitations. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 years to 20 years. It would also protect victims who report a sexual assault from being prosecuted for misdemeanor drug or alcohol charges and allow them to break their rental lease more easily if they provide their landlord with a criminal complaint or restraining order. The Wausau City Council this week will have the annual public hearing on Wausau's proposed 2026 budget. Under the proposed plan, the city would collect about $38 million in property tax revenue. The hearing comes as the city faces a funding shortfall of over $1 million to maintain 15 public safety positions currently supported by federal ARPA and SAFER grants, along with other temporary funding sources that will expire this year and in 2026. The budget is scheduled to be signed on November 11th. The Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin has launched a new effort aimed at investing in programs and partnerships that empower women and strengthen families. The Women's Fund will provide grants to certified nonprofits in Marathon County to support women and girls in the region by addressing barriers to economic security, healthcare, education, and safety. Over $420,000 have been raised, and the overall funding goal is over $1 million. The foundation is asking the community to join as founding supporters of the Women's Fund, For information on how to donate, visit cfoncw.org. Wisconsin could have a state microbe. A bill proposed in Madison last week would add a type of bacterium to the list of official state symbols, like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. Lactococcus lactis is a bacterium used in cheesemaking, including cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and colby, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. A plant pathologist at UW-Madison says Wisconsin has a, quote, microbial economy, and in addition to cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are all products of microbial processes. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.